Teen Time Presents Podcast on Demand. Log on to podcast.rthk.hk. Teen Time Podcast on Demand.
Good evening, Teen Timers. Time to get arty in this week's Around Town Report with me, Andrew Dembina. Join me as I visit a studio in North Point run by Gail Dayton, artist and former art teacher who offers fine art courses, including some short summer ones.
Hi, my name's Gail and I'm the director of Hong Kong Art Tutoring. We tailor students' artwork. We work closely with what they're doing with schools, working on their portfolios for IB, BTEC, AP, A-level, GCSE, looking at the design cycle. So starting the work from observational drawing, developing their work, looking at things that are within the media, maybe politics, or music, economy, different artists' work and how that influences their work and how they develop it through printmaking, sculpture, and painting. So they're going through a whole design cycle.
So we're standing in this rooftop, very light and airy studio in North Point. There's a few glimpses of the harbour through the buildings, and it's a quiet buzz with people working.
If we look at Olivia's work here, she's been doing lots of designs of like natural forms. So she chose to do like peppers.
It reminds me of botanical illustrations of a bell pepper here.
Yeah, that's right. When you're going through a design process, you really need to understand what you're doing, and the best way to do that is through your drawing. If you understand something two-dimensionally, then when you develop it into sculpture or into painting or printmaking, then that understanding kind of comes through into its works. It's kind of like writing like an essay, like an English essay. You would watch documentaries, you would read lots of books, you would take notes, and then you would select from all that information that you have and put that into your essay. This is exactly the same thing, but it's visual information. So you take photos, you do drawings from different angles, you look closely at the form, the shape, the structure of things, okay? And then you start to pull that into your own work.
That makes great sense in a traditional way that artists always used to carry around sketchbooks.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and especially if the students are looking at going into art college or they're doing IB, A-level, BTEC, so many of the points that they're after, if you're just solely after the marks in getting an A, B, C or D are on your work journals. If you go to art college, they'll look at your big pieces, but what they'll be really interested in is your thought process. Lots and lots of people can do really nice drawings, but lots of people can't necessarily create. You can have three different types of people: someone who's very skillful but not creative, somebody who's very creative but not skillful, and then someone who is creative and skillful, okay? The skillful things you can learn. Creativity is actually much harder. If you start to look at the kind of the trends in education and what universities are looking for, whether it's academic courses or not, they're actually looking for creative innovators now. And that's what art gives you. It gives you all the experimentation, all the thought process. Do I start taking my work this way? That's not really working. I'm going to alter it. How does it move from printmaking through to painting or to sculpting? All of those processes are things which are inherent in every different society. You know, whether you're a lawyer or a scientist or banker, you still have a project brief and you have to go through a whole series of processes, experiment. The creative process that we work with the students manifests itself through sculpture with different materials, different sizes, scale, a large range of print making processes, whether it's collagraph, monoprint, lino, obviously drawing, painting, and lots of different kind of like mixed media. At the moment, we've got on our summer course program, which runs Monday through to Friday till the end of August. The students come, they do some drawing, painting, printmaking, but go through the same design cycle through to a final piece at the end. So some themes range from sort of natural form through to still life, through to taking small areas of material or something and blowing it right up. So you're kind of like looking at structure, shape, form. Through that, you get the students to kind of like use their creativity and their own thoughts and ideas on how they're going to develop it later on.
So these week-long courses for kids who are not trying to go to art college could be a good way into finding out about visual art.
Absolutely. Even if You don't take fine art. It's giving you those skills in order to be able to take an idea and run with it in a variety of different ways.
Something to consider there, Teen Timers. And we're being offered a special rate here, is that right?
So for the first 25 students that email us, I'll give you a 20% discount.
Thank you very much. And let's meet some of those hardworking students in your studio right now.
Hi, I'm Olivia Lowe and I'm 17. I'm going to the Wellington School in the UK.
She's surrounded by these really detailed and almost botanical illustrations with nice handwritten notes on the bell peppers. You've got a sketch going on the easel right now.
Right now I'm trying to do a design sheet of a pepper. I'm trying to draw out some simple natural form of a pepper.
In one hand you are holding half a green bell pepper, in the other hand a pencil. So you're doing pencil drawings.
These simple sketches will be put into a sculpture. Hopefully it will turn out like a 3D pepper. I've just finished my GCSE art, so I'm getting ready for my A-level art to do some preparation. Last year is my first year to the UK to study. I used to study in the local schools, and I think how the local people think of the art is very different from the people in the UK. My local school doesn't provide art for me to study, but it's very different in the UK because they provide quite a lot of options for us. And I think the people in UK think art is very important for our logical thinking and stuff, but local people in Hong Kong think very differently. They don't quite focus on the art.
Hi, I'm Kiki Chan. I go to Singapore International School and I'm 17.
You've got these drawings of hands, which are intent pencil drawings, and you're now adding some yellow colour.
I just want to show the emotion of frustration, and right now what I'm doing is I'm doing very basic drawings and adding the colour of yellow that Picasso influenced me. With his Weeping Woman, he used the colour yellow, and it really emoted the frustration of chaos, and that's what I want to emulate with my work. So this project is based on my IB, and I'm coming to Gail, and she helps me formulate my ideas and helps me with my artwork. I like coming here because the atmosphere is very happy. It really allows students and artists to start on their creative process, to think about stuff, and to have students around me from other schools. It's good to see other students going through the same courses, and they can help you with some ideas. I don't think art is viewed as highly as it should be, because, for example, in my school, not a lot of students take art IB. Only 3 kids take it, because a lot of them are more focused on career, such as like being a lawyer, so they often go and study history and writing instead of art.
Hi, I'm Phoebe Blanks. I'm 13 and I attend HKS.
You're working on something three-dimensional. The other 2 people I spoke to were in 2D. Something very vegetable looking in front of you. What is that?
Yes, this is part of my bell pepper that I have been sculpting and painting for the past 3 days. First of all, I used newspaper and cardboard and card and then plaster to like mod rocket. And now I'm painting it with acrylic paint. I like art, and we don't really have a lot of art at school. We only get to do it for 1 semester, so it's a chance to do it over the summer. Over the 3 weeks that I've been with Gail, I've done a drawing with like mixed media using tissue paper and bleach and like wax pencils. And we did some observational drawings of the pepper, and now I'm on to my sculpture.
Find out more about Hong Kong Art Tutoring's week-long summer courses at www.hkarttutoring.com and enjoy the 20% discount offer we just heard about by mentioning Teen Time. The website tells you about term time courses as well, and we just heard from its founder, Gail Dayton, and 3 of her students, Phoebe Blanks, Kiki Chan, and Olivia Lowe. That's all from Around Town with me, Andrew Dembina. Until next Tuesday evening, listen back to this report and get those studio details on our online archive at rthk.hk/special/teamtime.